The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
The Gemara of Samech Tes, Amir Aleph, tells us a quote of the Mishnah, Poishtin and Mekaflin, Menichin Oysan Tachas Rasheim, they would be poishted, the Big De Kahuna, fold it and put it under their heads, Shmat Mino, Gemara's Medayik, Big De Kahuna Nitnu Lehonez Bohen, Big De Kahuna used for Hano, Omer HaPapa Leitem, Tachas Rasheim, Elohim Keneged Rasheim. Don't say it means Kipshut Tachas Rasheim, but it's Keneged Rasheim. Similarly, we find the Gemara in Tomid of Chav Zayin, also the Gemara of the Mishmoros, Menichim Eson Tachas Rasheyen, the Gemara says, likewise, Shema Min Abig Dekun and Nitnu Lehonis Bohen, the Gemara is Matche, Eimo Neged Rasheyen. It's an interesting shayla that the Be'er Sheva and Horius asks, the Gemara tells us here, Tone Rabbonon, the Gemara of Yud Gimel, Amud Beis and Horius says, you learn to Braise, Hei Dvorim Meshakrin Es Halimud, there are five things that cause one to forget learning. A person who eats from food that an achbar had eaten from. And from a cat has eaten from. One who eats the leiv of a behemo. One who is used to eating olives. One who drinks water left over from having water used to wash with. One who washes his feet one on top of the other. And then it says, it tells us also, besides all these things, there's a mandama that says, one who puts his begodim under his head and sleeps on top of his, on top of those begodim. Asks the Be'er Sheva, the Gemara in Yomar, by Austin Yom, and the Gemara in Hurjus tells us, Menichan Eson Tachas Rasheim, the Gemara is Matche, that the reason one should not is simply because of different reasons, because of the Yisr Hano that comes from Big De Kahuna. B'chure, we could have said very Poshut, it's also because of the Aloch of Kosh L'Shikcho. Something which in Kosh L'Shikcho shouldn't be done. However, we make the Hanoche that Kosh L'Shikcho is a Dover Osur. Let's be Ma'ayin in this Aloche. Something we do with this Kosh L'Shikcho is that Osur. One would make the case, is in the Furish Mishnah that says, Kol HaShecher, Dover Echad Mi Mishnosoi, Ma'alo Lavakosov Ki'ilu Mischai V'Nafshei. And the quote is, Rak Yishom Elecho Shema Nafshecho Mo'it Pantishka Chasadvor Masharo Einecho. You know that something which it says, Yishom Elecho, the Gemara tells us, is Oyev V'Shloi Shalavim, Yishom Er Pen V'Al, is Aloy Sa'asei. If that's the case, eating things that are mevil is a shikcho, should likewise be the same thing. Let's say he's over on this din of Mischayiv Benafshe in Emerson. Looking at the Mishnah says, Yochel Afilu Tokfalov Mishnosai. One would think that even if Ve'oinis, he forgets his learning, it would be the problem. Talmud Lom Befen Yasurum Elvavcho. The Mishnah says, Ho'enem Mischayiv Ache Yoshev Yisirum Elibot. He's only Chayiv if he does something which is, he sits and he's Mesum Elibot. Meaning to say, Achmas Oinzoi understands that there's no issue of Hasoros Dvorim Divrei Torah Meliboi. Mesira Meliboi means a person that does things, he's Peshea, Bilimudoi, and he does things which Ataka cause him to forget, but Mechatesi, to say that something which he wants to do, something which is convenient for him to do, and Chazal says it's a Kosha L'Shikcho, it's Goyrim Shikcho should be included in the issue of Yishom L'Chop and Tishkach. In Emerson, Rabbi Yehudi in the Mishnah Novice tells us, "Hainu time Hashem is chayiv v'nafshe, lest he'll come to pass in aloches al piyas korosoi, in iskei aloches azoi nazoi. He'll end up being asked and will ask him hashemuter v'matim hasheosu, and v'nimtzet akol lebal yodai dos chuvtzach apeisheya." As they zokte, "Koshigegas Talmud oilu zodnas." Losh Rabbi Yehudi. If that's the case, anything which is a goyim shikhe. Avad, he sits, he's Pashev, Limudoi, Al-Idez, he's Bolad, he's Shikha, would be Osir. But we think it can make the case that eating dvarma, maybe the shikha would also be sufficient to say that it may come to pass in Allah shalai kedin. So right is a mischai benafshay. The Rashbat Smoginovis is Moir on the Rabbeinu Yoin, and he says, Eina nirali shi yachiv mitnei shigigas hayro. That can't be the case, because if that would be the case, even if it's talkful of Mishnasai, that the Mishnah clearly indicates it's not a Mitzchayiv ben Avshay. Saif kol saif, we're talking about Takolis, and maybe a Takolis as well, Yodai. So he says the Eklor, that what we say is also Zavki Machmas, he says Machmas Dover, that is Mishakech Bifshiyosai. The Loshna Rashbat Smoginovis is clear that what's also something which he causes the Pshiyosai to be Nishkach. So these hanhogis that he has a reason to do what he's doing, although Chazal do say the kashna shikha, they cause shikha, seemingly would not be nichlal in the Mishnah. However, the case is made by Kama Poiskin that the pasuk Yeshom Lachov and Tishkach includes any pula chiyuvis, which may be maybe the shikha. Sefer Yisrael Tshuva, he writes that anyone who does any of these things, that we reckon in Masech Tahiris, Kiven Shoyse Maise Shaideza Shechech Limudai, he's over in the Pasuk Yeshom Lachov and Tishkach. He's causing himself to be Shechech Teira. You know that in Simin Dalad in Shulchan Aruch, these other things, says Vor Matzichun Latilas Yadayim, Hakome Amito, Ayetz Besakise, Besamechet, Sanet Lutifonov, Chazal tell us, Misha also echad mikoleilu v'leinotal, in Talmud Chochemu, Talmudah Mishtakach. He makes the case that even there, Simen Dalad and Shulchan Aruch, all the things Talmudah Mishtakach, make him be over, Yishom Isse, Yishom Lachop and Tishkach, it's a Dover Pele. It's found in other places. Losh Mishchai v'Nafshay is quoted in Yosef Halachi. In Sefer Ruach Chaim, he says the same thing, Dvorma Mishakchim. These are things which are included in the Aleidah Mitzchai B'Nafshay, Yishom Lachov and Tishkach. There's a Sefer Chassidim over at this forum quote. It says as follows, Echo Sho'al Mei Chochem, Mi Omar, a person asked the Chochem and he said, Achborim Ochlu Mi Lachmi, Im Uchal Lechol Min Alechem, can I eat from the Lechem? Omar Lei V'lom Aloi Seichal, Chochem told back the Sho'al, why can't you eat it? Omar Lei Peneshkach Talmudi, I may forget my learning, I'm careful from eating anything which is Meshakech HaTalmud. And he finishes, he says, V'ata ani rov, I'm hungry. Omalei HaChochem, Ein Chochayev Ad Sheyoshov V'yosiro Melibon. So the Chassidim quotes the Chochem as having said, you're not Mechoyev until you sit down and you're Meister Miteich HaLev. V'ani roi Yoyzcho She'ein Cho Oistik B'Teire V'ata Ponui U'Botel M'Divrei Teire. I see you're not an Oistik B'Teire. On the contrary, you waste your time, you bottle with divrei Torah. Umutav lecho, shelo yayisto nizam et dvorim ha-meshakchim, kidei shetishkach dvorim betelim shato oisik behen. It would have been so much better had you not be zozoret from things that cause you to forget. You better should have forgotten. And you would have forgotten the things which you cause you to be bottle, all kinds of dvorim betelim that you do. It's clear that he says that the Easter of shikcha satoyer davke, if it's Yoshav Yosirei Melibay, which means Ayidei Pshiyo She'ein Echozer Al Talmudoi, those things that are Mesalak Yisrael Min Halimud, but eating Dvorim HaMashakrim Agam Dekosh Mashikha Vekosh Shikha, it would seem quite clear that the Sefer Chassidim holds there is no such Easter. Although the Mishnah tells us one who's Mashakech Teirosoi is over the Yisham Lechop and Tishkach, but it's Klolin. There's a clause that says Dafka if he's over that is meiser melibay. It does not mean eating dvarim ha-meshakchim. If that's the case, the Gemara here is not difficult bichlal. We're not talking about things that are maybe inyonim, things that are maybe not like lekadchila to do. We're talking about something which would be an isur. If it's nichlal in the isur v'shom lechob and tishkach, that would be fine. It would be a good kasha. But we're talking about things that are not osur. Interesting. The Ramon in Yeredeya says that our shoychtim that are not near the shaloi lishchoit shum avoz beteves v'shvat im loy shoych lemi libo. If they shecht from an avoz, a goose or a duck in teves and shvat, they make it a point to eat from the lave. משום שקבלו היא ביודם שישו אחז בויסם החדושים, שהשויכת בו עבוד, יומוס השויכת אם לא יאכל ממנו. ונויגן לאכל מן הלב. I'm not bringing down the minig was eat min alev. Now we know in the list of things quoted in the Gemara, there in Horius, eating a lev min abehemo is brought down, is mishakeach, lev min aif. It's not mentioned. However, many places can bring down the lev of all animals is a davar shenevil is a shikcho. Nonetheless, v'shteitzach t'ramov, he said, it's mutet eat min alev. It isn't difficult to be miyashin and say that a shoychit, it is a chash misa because he shech t'navoz, v'shteivas v'shvat, and it's a shayla of sakonas moves, so understandably he's allowed to eat min alev to be matzal asatzvah. That shouldn't be a shayla v'chlal. It's an interesting shmuz, however. There are those who want to say that the pshat nun ergen morde, why there's nothing wrong with sleeping agavi big day, the god of, although it's maybe the shikcho, is because it's dafke mishu rogel bedover. He does it all the time. There we have a problem. In Emerson, as you mentioned before, you take a look at the braisa has a number of things, and one of them is harogel bezeisen. Harogel bezeisen. It indicates that with rogel, the chiluk in regilus, is necessarily one who's ruggle b'zeis, and the rest of them, it doesn't seem to make a difference whether he's ruggle b'dover, ain't a ruggle b'dover. We understand that a Yom Kippur to be mesim mitachas reshoisa would not be a regilus, nor the kahanim that sleep occasionally at the time of the change of the mishmorois is also not called a regilus. The Yavitz Morktsia discusses why minig ha'olam is not to be makpid. Nachila zeisim. People seem to eat zeisim. And he has all kinds of nafkeminis, all kinds of differences as to why the zeisim we talk about. Chazal talking about something very specific. Number two, he makes the diyuk of rogel, dafke misha rogel behen. It would seem if we hold that there's no isir bechlal, it's only inyan shal, any tetoivaz, it wouldn't be such a kasha bechlal. The base of Chaim Zonnefeld in the Shuvah Salmos Chaim is down on the Shaila of the Be'er Sheva. It's bothered also by the Shaila, Lo Yehoi Yishenim Bigdei Kodesh, Alo Yipoishtim Nichon Yisant Tachas Rasheim, and he asked the Shaila Chura, a Yoshen, for a Mason Kehel of Tachas Merashay, so it's Bola De Shikho. And he looks for Nafkeminis to Mimiyashiv. Seems to indicate that something which we say is chus hamok and amigdosh is megan, which is a pshat. If it's something which has the koyach to be meshakeach, what does it mean? There's a hagona. There's another etzah that they give. I'll see what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Siman Beis, if Katan Beis, where he speaks about the issur of sleeping on top of the godim. He quotes the modern Giborim that he says, if he's a meniach dover acher a mafsik bein loishil of a godim, en kepeza. Be a posh de etza, talking about something was put between the big de kahuna and his head. Now, although it seems like an etza, not only that, but there's a discussion in the Rishonim and the Gemoris, in the Gemara and Tomit, whether it was Oyech Aira, La'ayli Mitois, they wouldn't bring breads in the beds in the Beis Hamikdash, but they would bring Korin Maksos, as the Rosh tells us over there. Obviously, Korin Maksos were brought to be able to make the sleep more comfortable. So you have a posh of the eitz of putting something between the big day kahuna and his head b'shas he goes to sleep, which would make it less problem. Could be more that in the Gemara's discussion here in this blat of Samachtes, here in Yuma, the Gemara says, discussion later on about that is mafsik b'nai b'negeh the Easter hano, or b'negeh the Easter shatnez. Could have had the same discussion here also if we say that the hanoch and the Gemara would be that the head to bechlal to sleep on the zafki because of the dover hamafsik. The Gemara doesn't mention the Easter Bisham Kosh Leshikcho. And if the answer to that would be because it's talking that there was dover hamafsik, that would seem to be a problem with the Gemara's hemshich. Because as soon as the dover hamafsik, we have the right to be down the shayla as to whether or not it's considered hano, whether or not it's called nenem in aklaim, and so on. So to say that it's talking with the kishayish kam dover hamafsik is a bit of a chiddush. It's a bit of a chiddush. It here says, Yosef Chaim that he says Sachidish Gadol, he says the Easter would be Dafke if it's taking begodim that a shayochim laatzmoi. To sleep on his own begodim would be something which is kosher l'shikcha. Again, these are dvarim koshim to understand why exactly the kosher l'shikcha. But he's mitzavet to say that maybe sleeping on begodim bigdei kun of another koyin wouldn't be a problem. Bigdei koyish could be something which it doesn't belong to the koyin. So therefore, it's something which doesn't have the problem. And here also is ma'iru teich dvarav and a beged shal kedusha. Indeed, may not be the, have the problem. There is a beautiful raya that l'churin makom hamikdash bichlal, the skulas makom hamikdash, doesn't allow for the problem of being sheicheach. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda tells us in the Gemara in Zvachim that the seder kiddush adayim v'raglayim was done meniach beis yodav zu agav zu v'agav ishtei raglov zu agav zu, and it's bekadosh. That's how he did it. The obvious question is, one of the things in the Braisa was Aloichet Raglav Zu Agav Zu Bol Dei Shikcho. The person who washes Raglav Zu Agav Zu is Bol Dei Shikcho. So what would be the heter according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda to be Neutel Yodav Ela Maidaf Mezog that Mokim HaKedusha Beis HaMikdosh it's Megan and there's no Chshash of Bol Dei Shikcho. In Emerson it can be done if that's a Raya Bechlal. You understand something which is Mitzvot Sebekach. It's definitely not a Bol Dei Shikcho. So the Torah Gezogt, it's hard to say that that dover is a dover which is a dover also. There is mechayev such a form of netila. It's hard to say that it would be yosef. One of the chukim that we have over here to be asher the shaila would be that hayoyis the gemara and hayoyis indeed has two opinions. The gemara in these few places goes according to the brayse without the yesh oimer that's moisiv a person who's yoshen agabi kalev. All in all, it seems to be a shaila lahalochit. Whether or not a person should be zor in the dvarim ameveli de shikcho, whether or not he runs into the problem of sakone of chashash v'dvar yisur, if there are those who maintain that anything you do which is ameveli de shikcho be something included in the yisur atayv v'shom lachem pentishkach the dvarim eila, understanding one must be zor in these inyonim.